Welcome to the first monthly podcast from the National Association of Directors of Christian Education. These podcasts will focus on topics and ministry that will be a practical resource for those serving in the church. As a benefit for members of NADCE, we hope these podcasts will encourage you in your calling and equip and strengthen you in your ministry area. I'm Shelley Haynes, a DCE serving in Tustin, California. This month's podcast will be the first in a two-part series focusing on younger DCEs and how we can all work together as the body of Christ. This episode will focus on developing relationships and addressing conflict. We are pleased to welcome DCEs Alex Bryce from St. Mark Lutheran in St. Charles, Illinois, and Harry Grimes from King of Glory Lutheran in Williamsburg, Virginia. Both of these younger DCEs are seeking input on this topic. Following this episode, we are excited to hear from veteran DCEs who will share their insights and what they have learned over their years of ministry. So, grab a cup of coffee and enjoy the insights our colleagues in ministry share as we consider the particular needs of newer DCEs and ways we as a community can support and care for them.
My name is Alex Bryce, and I am the DCE at St. Mark's in St. Charles, Illinois. If you include internship, I've been serving there for a little under 3 years now. I graduated from Concordia Chicago in 2020, so I myself am new to ministry, so I certainly have some topics that I thought would be cool to hear about from veteran DCEs, older DCEs, DCEs who have been in ministry for quite a while. And I think this would be beneficial for other new DCEs as well. And the first topic that I thought of was boundaries. So setting boundaries, establishing boundaries, being comfortable with them, maintaining boundaries in ministry, because, you know, in my experience, you know, in class we talk about the importance of boundaries, like protecting your day off, doing things on your day off, not saying yes to everything. And I know when I first started off in ministry, it was very easy to kind of do things on your day off, such as like, okay, I'm just going to answer one email. All right, well, now it's just two emails. Okay, well, this is a really important phone call I have to take. It's just going to take a couple minutes. Okay, now I have to run into the office and just grab something real quick or do something. And before you know it, it's super easy for that to snowball into something like, all right, it's my day off and I've now worked 3 hours.
I'm really glad Alex brought up the issue of boundaries and creating a positive workflow in ministry. Next up, we have Grant Carey, who is another veteran DCE, also a professor at Concordia University, Texas. He is going to talk about boundaries, and I hope you'll hear some of the experience he raises from some of the different places he's served over his career. Let's hear what Grant has to say.
So I want to talk a little bit about boundaries. A couple different areas. I want to start off just talking about boundaries and work, because that's a huge issue for DCs. I grew up in a culture, my first call was with a pastor who was a workaholic. He would work from 8 a.m. till 10 o'clock at night, 6 days a week, and then would come in and if we weren't there, would ask the rest of the staff, hey, where's my DCEs, you know, and just would always be questioning and kind of, we always felt like we were being watched, you know, and I almost felt guilty for taking time away. I felt guilty for stepping away to take care of myself or my family. And it really took, you know, so my first year there, I was not married. And so I had all the time in the world and, you know, sitting in my apartment, I was bored. So I did what I thought I needed to do and what I thought was best. And so I really did work 6 days a week and really gave my all. And I mean, I was doing something every night. You know, I had a college ministry event one night. I had confirmation another night. I had youth ministry. I had a board meeting. I had a youth worship service. You know, there was always something going on every night. And even like when I didn't, I was going to a game or to a concert for a youth or something like that. And so I think those boundaries are really critical, because when I got married, I remember a couple months into it, my wife says, oh, this is not what I thought being married to a DC would be like. I don't see you. And so that was a big come to Jesus moment for me. I think a second come to Jesus moment was when we had our first kid.
So hear this nugget from Steve, and in the comments of this podcast or on our Instagram page, share some ideas that you and your pastor do as far as positive interactions or celebration ideas. Maybe you and your pastor go to a baseball game or experience a way to celebrate the holidays. Maybe you and your pastor are pranksters and like to do practical jokes with each other. What are some positive ways you and your pastor support each other, uphold the boundaries of the office together, and just in some way model that kind of awesome relationship? We would love to hear about it. But first, here's Steve Shedler.
In 37 years of ministry, I have learned many lessons. I would suppose that one that has provided much clarity and direction is a lesson learned regarding my role as DCE. I believe that we enter into ministry with a heart for people and a great desire to be in ministry together with others. That comes in many ways, but I would focus on my lessons learned in terms of ministry together with my pastor. I have been blessed with some wonderful pastoral teammates. One thing I've always lived by is the reality that the pastor is the pastor, and as DCE, I am not. It has been important for me to always know my role. Does that mean I've always agreed with everything my pastor said, every direction he led, every decision he made? Absolutely not. We might have different opinions and ideas about how to achieve a goal or ways to deal with a congregational situation. But at the end of the day or a meeting, he is the pastor. Have spirited conversation. Plead for your cause or perspective, but always remember his role as the leader in your ministry. I've seen way too many DCEs in conflict with their pastor, and the DCE may have good reason to see things the way they do, but then go around their pastor to others in the congregation, other leaders, to participate in very unfruitful conversation. This leads to a couple of outcomes: division in the ministry and loss for the DCE. When you go up against the pastor in a public, and that also means a very small group setting, DCEs will lose. We lose credibility, we lose opportunity at future teamwork, we lose relationship. Eventually, we may lose our job. And I get it, sometimes pastors are the problem, but don't make the problem worse by usurping his role as leader. DCEs can and do lead in great ways.
We thank you for listening to this month's podcast sample, and we hope you were encouraged. To hear the whole episode, members can log into the member area of our website at nadce.com. If you're not a member yet, simply head over to nadce.com and complete the membership application so that you can enjoy all the benefits of membership. The benefits include joining us at the meeting tent and Emmaus Table online community group, receiving our quarterly publication, and getting a discount to our conference that happens every other year. I'm your host, Shelley Haynes, and I wish you God's blessings on your day, and go Giants!